And now your comments. First, some corrections. We were wrong in stating that Congressman-elect Patrick Murphy, a Democrat, unseated a longtime incumbent in Pennsylvania. The current congressman, Republican Mike Fitzpatrick, had served just one term, although the seat had long been held by the Republican Party. Also last week, one of our guests was wrong in placing Searchlight Nevada, the hometown of Senator Harry Reid, outside of Reno. It's an hour south of Las Vegas. We've gotten quite a bit of mail about our Science Out of the Box segment regarding the explanation of why shower curtains bow inward. My own father, Dick Elliott of Germantown, Tennessee, weighed in. He said, in regards to your comment about buying shower curtains with weights, up until a few years ago, those weights were magnets. Tubs used to be made of steel, generally with a porcelain coating. The magnets were to hold a curtain in place. Now most tubs and showers are plastic or fiberglass. Listener Sandy Farley of Redwood City, California, wrote in after Jackie Lydon's feature about aprons last week. She wrote, "My bemusement developed as aprons were discussed in the past tense, relics of a bygone era. I was sitting at my dining table after dinner working on the Sunday crossword, clad in my apron." And this comment on my story about the National Organization for Women, listener Mariah Converse wrote, "I wonder what you might have found out about young people's opinion of feminism if you had asked young people who are not self-professed feminists. I'm a 25-year-old woman who would not want to be labeled feminist for two reasons. First, because my mother's feminist friends looked down their noses when she exercised her right to choose and choose to stay home with her children. Second, because so many feminists come across as man-haters, and I really like men." We want to know what you really like and dislike about our program. Write to us by going to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select All Things Considered.